Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Not only will Freitas not be allowed on the ballot in the 30th House District, but the board also won't let the Republican Party nominate a new candidate. Freitas currently represents the Republican-leaning district south of Culpeper in central Virginia, but he and the local GOP committee both missed paperwork deadlines with the Department of Elections. The State Board of Elections decided during a meeting Tuesday not to forgive the error. Robert Brink is chairman of the board.
The overwhelming majority of filers get their papers in on time. I think the department goes the extra mile in helping filers comply, but at the end of the day, it's the responsibility of the individual who is filing those papers to get those papers in on time.
Unless Republicans file and win a lawsuit, Democrat Ann Ridgway will now be unopposed on the ballot this November. Freitas has previously said he'll run a write-in campaign. The board's decision makes the normally safe GOP district vulnerable during an election year where every seat matters. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.